Well, hi there, it's Jonathan Doyle with you for the weekly podcast. Great to have some time with you. It's been a busy time as always. A lot's happened in the last few days. I've just been booked in Orlando, Florida, which is going to be really exciting until the part where I noticed it's a 25-hour flight. And also just got booked in Los Angeles as well. So looking forward to sharing a lot of that with you. If you follow me on social media, you'll be able to track those trips. Come across to Instagram, jonathan_doyle.co. You can find me there on Instagram and at Twitter on Jonathan Doyle Co, one word. So I'm really stoked with that. It's just, it's a really cool phase of life, just a chance to meet people, and I sort of love to travel, you know, like it's often exhausting, but when you get there, you meet people, you have new experiences, and I just really want to encourage you to, you know, live life fully. Like, don't sit on the couch, you know. So many people just wasting their lives and not enjoying all that's possible, and you got to take risks, and you got to be a little bit crazy and do stuff, but really excited about those two, you know. Just I've been really enjoying speaking with people. I'm flying back to Perth in a couple of days. It's another long trip, but great privilege there to speak to some people in Perth in a few days, and then Sydney and Melbourne and all over the place. So really looking forward to it. So the other thing I should mention is I spoke in Sydney a few weeks back as part of a group called Conviction, and they've got a real focus on supporting sort of men's health and young men's health, mental health, that sort of stuff. And so, look, if you're a young man, or if you care about young men, you're a parent, you're a girlfriend or a wife, and you want to learn more about men, I'll put a link under here to that. It's a live video recording. You actually see me speaking in person. They're quite short. There's only sort of two 15, 20-minute videos, but really powerful stuff in there. So I want you to, you know, have a think about that and just share it with people. I really want to get that stuff out there. So that's what's happening. The book's going well. If you haven't got a copy of Bridging the Gap yet, then there'll be a, you know, just jump here on the website at jonathandoyle.co and grab yourself a copy of the book. So I want to do two things this week. I just want to give you two powerful ideas. They really are useful, you know, and I hope you're listening to them on a train or a bus or driving to work or jogging somewhere, because, you know, how many times have I quoted that amazing quote from Tony Robbins where he says, you don't need a whole bunch of ideas to change your life. You just need one good idea that you're actually prepared to use. So every week in the podcast, there's tons of gold in there, and I just want you to get one or two things. So the first thing I want to talk about is something called the internal scoreboard. And I want to thank a friend of mine, Deb Han. Deb's a brilliant life coach. I'll try and remember to put a link to her website underneath here. She, if you want some personal coaching, she's really awesome. But we were talking this week about some of what I'm up to. And we got talking about the internal scoreboard. You know, it's, how can I put this? So many ways in life we're constantly wondering, worrying about what people are thinking about us. You know, if you see me on Instagram recently, I posted that amazing book, Rejection Proof by Xie Jiang. And that's just such a powerful book about facing and dealing with rejection and overcoming rejection in our lives. So, you know, someone like me who's on stage a lot, you can fall into the trap of going, oh, well, you know, did I do well? Now, the danger with this, right, is that basically, once you start getting positive feedback, it can never become enough, because, you know, one day you might get a standing ovation, the next day you get a seated ovation. One day five people might say that was awesome, next day maybe everyone says that was good. So I notice that I can fall into a trap of constantly scanning my environment for feedback. And I think there's a good chance in some ways you might be doing it too. Now, you may not be on stage, you know, speaking as much as I am, but I just want to ask you a question. In your life, are you at times looking for constant feedback and affirmation? Is it from a boss? You want to know that you're doing really well and you need to be told that all the time? Or is it from reassurance in your family? You know, you need to know that people love you and get told all the time. There'll probably be somewhere in your life where, you know, you're constantly looking for reinforcement. I want to talk about that a bit. We're human for a start, right? So don't get down on yourself. This isn't about blame. This is about being human. But as always, with any important aspect of who we are, the risk is that we tip over into a kind of excessive aspect of it, right? So balance is good, but too much worry about anything is pretty powerful. Now, I want to give you a great quote that I found from a guy called Mark Buchanan. And look, I'm such a reader, and I just encourage you. I use Evernote. Evernote's just such a powerful tool. It's just so popular. But so many times I'll read things and I go, yeah, that was really good, you know, and I'll put it in. And this morning as I was getting ready to do this podcast, I was thinking about the topic and I went, oh yeah, I read that quote a few weeks back, jumped onto Evernote, pulled it up. I want to share it with you. So listen to these words, right? First quote is from the famous Thomas Merton, who's a really famous monk who actually wrote a New York Times bestseller. But he just said, anxiety is the mark of spiritual insecurity. Hear that again. Anxiety is the mark of spiritual insecurity. Damn, that's good. I'm going to put that on Twitter later. Anxiety is the mark of spiritual insecurity. If we really trusted in God, in the universe, and whatever you perceive that at the moment, then we'd know that we're taken care of. I love that opening quote. But I want to give you the bigger one now from Mark Buchanan. Listen to this. It's pretty long and it'll be in the transcript, but let's listen to this. He says, some of the most gifted people I've met are also some of the most broken. Their giftedness has not led them to a place of serenity and thankfulness. Instead, it's led them to barrenness, fretting, blaming, self-pity, envy, accusation. My giftedness, this is Buchanan still quoting, he goes, my giftedness, modest as it is, has fed my insecurity more times than it has helped me vanquish it. I rarely rejoice in the times I think I have spoken or written well. It produces in me something more akin to panic. Can I do it again? Did I really do it then? If I'm doing well, why don't more people say so? What's wrong with them? What's wrong with me? In quietness and rest is your salvation, God says. But we want to flee and amass horses, chariots, accolades, pats on the back, just about anything to bolster our sense of security and worthiness. But none of those things can. All they do is send us scurrying in the opposite direction. They just widen the hole we want them to fill. Like gluttony, insecurity's appetite increases with every bite. Okay. Hope you can look at that again in the transcript, but boy, there's so much going on there. Like, I love how he starts and he goes, some of the most gifted people I've met are often the most broken or insecure. So powerful. Like, so many times, I often say to people, why do you see so many Hollywood, you know, megastars in rehab? Because they're using a lot of that stuff to manage a deep sense of internal brokenness. So today we're going to talk about the internal scoreboard. On one level, it's knowing that you're meant to be here, knowing that God wants you to be here and that everything's cool. You're meant to be here. And if you really get that, then other stuff starts to flow. But it's just moving from an external sense of feedback to an internal scoreboard, an internal sense of feedback. And Deb, my friend, also shared a story from when she was listening to a very famous coach here in this country called Lee Matthews. So Lee's coaching at the very highest level. And, you know, he was asked a question about, you know, giving individual feedback. And, you know, someone in the audience said, do you give a lot of individual feedback to your players? And he sort of laughed and he said, look, by the time anybody has to come and see me individually, he said, it's either because they're doing incredibly well and we're going to, you know, move them into the leadership group or do something else. Or he said, it's because they're doing, you know, something's gone really wrong and they need a very stern word. And then he made the point, he said, look, these guys have got all these specialist coaches. They've got all this access to stuff. He said they're getting constant feedback. He says, if they need me to constantly say, you know, you're amazing, and he says, we've got a problem. He says, what we're trying to move them to do is the internal scoreboard, you know, this internal self. So basically, he said, the higher you get up the food chain, the more accomplished you become at anything, the more that you've got to have that internal sense of, am I doing well? Am I meeting, well, put it this way, are you meeting your own standards? What are your own standards, you know, for excellence, for contribution, for serving people, for doing your job, for being a parent or a boyfriend or a girlfriend, or, you know, or a student at school, wherever it is? What I really want to encourage you about today is your internal standards. Not mine, not what's on the internet, not in a book, but setting high internal standards for yourself. So, you know, I'm speaking in Perth next week. I'm really excited about it. It's a great chance to really impact some people's lives. Now, the question is, what's my internal scoreboard or standard going to be here? Like, do I set a list? Do I go like, well, 10 people in every presentation must come up and tell me that this was the most life-changing thing they've ever heard? You know, I mean, how can I do that, right? I mean, what if I get 9? Am I going to jump off a bridge? You know, if I get 20, does that sort of make me feel amazing? You know, I it's nice to get that feedback. And, you know, if nobody ever said anything, I'd be kind of wondering. And this is where all this came from, because I was talking to Deb and I was saying, well, I had this group of 150 people And they're very hard to read. And I gave them 100%. I came back the next day and gave it even more. And I said, but I couldn't quite tell. You know, I had some great conversations. And this is where this whole thing came from for me. Was like, well, you know, sometimes you're not going to get that feedback. So the question is, what did I think about it? Can I honestly, in my integrity, say that I gave 100%? That I really, and I know that I did, because I got up the second day at 4 a.m. I was on the beach, and I might have shared this, but I was like, yes. I'm like, I'm just not going to let this environment affect me. I'm giving it 200%. So I was kind of pleased. My own internal standards were good. And, you know, there's also a great quote from Wayne Dyer. And it's such a powerful quote. It's just this. He goes, your opinion of me is none of my business. Your opinion of me is none of my business. That is such gold. Imagine if we started to live that way. My God, imagine if you lived that way. How much of your life is being eaten or overwhelmed by worrying about how you look, or if people are, think you're okay, being popular, being validated? Wow, what a way to live. You know, this is like a life project, right? But I just want to move you today to this internal scoreboard. I want to hit you with questions. Where are you selling out your integrity to other people's validation? That's gold. Hear that again. Where are you selling out your integrity, your sense of self, to other people's validation of you? What a way to live. Doesn't mean you don't care. Doesn't mean you're totally disinterested, but it means the real locus of control is in you. And I'm going to work on that myself, and you can hit me up on social media and ask me how I'm going with it. And you know, I'll post photos and you'll be there like going, Jonathan, great photo. Looked like a great event. But did you run your own internal scoreboard? You can hit me up with that. I want you to do that. So that's the first thing. I don't want to repeat it too much, but I'm passionate about it. Maybe listen to it again. Internal scoreboard. Don't fall for insecurity. Don't fall for too much external validation and feedback. Now, the next one's really cool. This is, so you're getting two cool things in this week's podcast, and I really like this next one because it's coming straight out of my life, right? So this isn't like I just thought, oh yeah, I saw some motivational meme on the interwebs and I thought I'll just hijack that and share it with you. Now, this is something I've really learned just in the last few days. Now, I'm going to give you an opening quote, which I want you to frame this whole time we've got together, this second part, and I keep coming back to it. The quote goes like this: wherever you are, be all there. Wherever you are, be all there. Now, I think I came up with that. And if you can find somebody else that has that quote, please tell me, because I've been saying it for years and I'm pretty sure I came up with it. Wherever you are, be all there. What does it mean? Very simply, as an introduction, it just means that whenever you're doing something that demands your emotional, spiritual, physical energy, I want you to really be present to that and not to 50 things. We're a crazy multitasking society. Yes, I get that. But here's, let me put the context on, let me explain to you how this actually happened so you can see it, you can feel it, you can really hear the concept behind it. This week, my kids have been sick. Still got young kids, vomiting, you know, asthma, craziness, all sorts of stuff, up at 2 a.m. as you do. Now, in the midst of my kids being really sick, so my sleep went out crazy, the kids are home, I'm helping Karen with the kids, other things that are really important to me, right, like my spiritual practices or cycling, like, you know, I do 400, 500 Ks a week, so I'm riding at a huge level every day, plus all my work commitments, took a real hit. And I constantly felt this pull between, oh, am I here, am I here, am I here, what should I be doing? And you get stressed. The next thing is Karen had to fly to Sydney. She had to go to another city to do a 3-day course that she wanted to do. So she left yesterday, and I've got the three kids for the next 3 days, right? And you're going, well, how are you recording this? Oh, it's all right, I just locked them in the cupboard. No, seriously, they're okay for a little while. Now, I'm recording this, and I'm like, you know, I noticed yesterday that I decided I just didn't want to keep staying in this stress. I didn't want to keep, like, getting pulled between all these things. So I made a kind of decision. I went, right, if I'm going to be with the kids, I'm going to be with the kids. I'm going to be 100% with them. I'm going to put the phones away. I'm going to put the iPad away. Everything else goes. I'm going to create the craziest, most awesome couple of days. We're about to jump in the car and go skiing, right? We are seriously, I just, Karen goes, have you packed clothes? I go, clothes? Like, what do they need? Like, it's, she's going, well, it's the snow. I'm going, oh yeah, right, it's the snow. They probably need some warm clothing, right? Who cares? I'm putting them in the car. We're just driving, right? We'll eat McDonald's all the way. Yeah, I'm a dad, right? And we just don't get the whole, but you've got to pack them in nutritionally balanced. I'm going, man, I just put them in the car. And I'm like, you know, if I've got to do this for 3 days, and I mean, got to sounds terrible, they're my kids, but if I, you know, if my normal routine's getting changed this way, then why not make it memorable? Why not make it awesome? You know, why not, wherever I am, be all there, be 100% with them at this moment. So, you know, often, well, I guess what I want to encourage you to do is don't avoid what is happening in front of you. Like the stuff that's actually there that's calling for your engagement and attention, just give yourself to that. Because you'll get so stressed if you get pulled between these values. And it happens to me all the time. I promise you, there's so many times I'll be like, oh, yeah, I've just got to get this work done. I've just got to spend some time with Aiden. I've just got to help Karen. We've got date night and I've got to do this. And I'm just like, you know what? Okay, trust. Firstly, I'm very slowly learning an attitude of abundance, which is, you know what? There's enough time. There'll always be enough time. Somehow, there'll be enough time. It'll work out. There'll be enough time. That's just a mindset shift for me. Like, just trusting, you know, it'll work out. Just chill out, Jonathan. Listen to some Jack Johnson because it's all going to be okay. You'll get the time you need. And then whatever I am doing, give yourself to it. I'll give you an example of how sensitized we are to this, right? When I'm speaking at a conference, I'll talk to somebody. Like, I love afterwards talking to people. Like, I can stay there for hours, just one-on-one conversations, right? And then you see people waiting. They're waiting to come and talk to me, ask me a question. And eventually I'll finish with somebody, they'll come up and almost everybody goes, oh, look, I'm really sorry, I won't take long. And I just want to go, why? Because what, I have to go and rearrange my sock drawer? Like, what do I need to do? I'm the speaker, right? I'm there to help. And I'm there to give you as much time as I possibly can. And I spoke, when I spoke in Sydney afterwards, people were like, oh, you know, it was amazing. Like, you hung around for so long. And they were sort of saying, no one ever does that. I'm going, really? Like, what do these people do? Just jump in a limo and take off? Like, whenever I'm there, when I'm talking to somebody, it's a great gift. I'm really grateful for it, is that I just give them total focus, 100%. Why? Because wherever I am, I want to be all there. I want to give 100% to that moment. Now, another favorite quote I often use is, who's the most important person in the world? Well, it's the person right in front of you. Who's the most important person in the world? The person right in front of you. The one person who, whether it's at a checkout, whether it's the president, whoever it is, whoever in front of you matters. So what I'm learning to do is wherever I am somewhere, I just now put boxes and sort of guidelines and block out the other stuff and give myself to it. All right. So how does that help you? Well, you're going to get stressed if you try and multitask your life. Yeah. You know, there's all these studies saying you can't multitask, you know, tasks on computers. I don't know, man. Like, seriously, I run Instagram, Twitter, you know, 4 email accounts, and 2 Twitter accounts, Instagram, 2 Facebook, 4 Facebook accounts, technically. And I'm like, I kind of like it. I just do. Maybe it's my brain. I'm like smashing it. Well, you're not being effective. I go, well, who knows? But I just, that's how I work on a computer anyway. But computers aren't people. So when I'm talking to people or giving our time to other practices like exercise or spirituality or family, wherever you are, be all there. I want to give you that permission. Just block out the other stuff and say, right, I've got a lot to do. I wish I could do it all, but I'm here in this thing now and I'm doing this thing now, right now. Okay, so summary. Part one was the internal scoreboard, you know, not outsourcing your sense of validation and worth to other people's feedback loops, okay? You got to get that internal sense of your own standards. Number two is wherever you are, be all there. Give yourself to that process. Right. I do this every time. Come across and follow me on social media. If you're on Twitter, come across to jonathandoyle.co or you'll find me on jonathandoyle.co, one word. Find me there on Twitter, follow, get in touch with me, you know, share your stuff with me. I really want to get engaged with people. Instagram I really like, so come and find me on Instagram at jonathan_doyle.co. If you search on that, you'll find me. Or just search for Jonathan Doyle. I should pop up this for you somewhere. All right, grab this podcast. It's useful, huh? I think there's some good stuff here. I want you to grab the link. I want you to do this now. When you get back to your computer office, why don't you share it with 3 people? Think of a parent or a friend or someone at work. Say, hey, listen to this. It's really good. I want to come and speak at wherever you're working, right? If you're working at a company, at a business, government, sporting, get in touch with me. I just want to come there and just, you know, find out about what you guys need and just bring a message that just changes people, whether you're in a church group or a business, wherever. I'm just in the zone to really get back out there and share this stuff. So grab the link, share it with people, get in touch with me. We'll book a speaking engagement. We'll come and just rock the place up and really looking forward to it. Next 2 weeks is going to be awesome. I'm going to a massive conference, going to the Hillsong Conference in Sydney, which is going to be really cool. Going to go there for a week with the whole family, taking my kids. After that, we're going right up to Noosa on the Sunshine Coast. We're going to have a mad week. Taking the bike, I'm going to ride 1 billion kilometers because it'll be warm up there. But whatever you're doing, I hope there's just abundance and awesomeness happening in your life. And just trust me, you know, like wherever your life is now, it's just going to get better. It does get better. You'll have difficulties and sufferings and trials and hardships, but the general movement of your life is going to be one of growth and just moving forward. And I want to serve that purpose in your life. So you can tell I'm pumped today. It's probably because I'm going skiing. No idea what we're about to do, but I'm going to do that. So share this with people. Follow me on social media. Grab a copy of the book. Book me to come and speak at your business, church, organization, wherever you are. I'm Jonathan Doyle. This has been the weekly podcast. I've enjoyed doing it. I hope it's been a blessing to you, and I'll speak with you again very soon.